Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
720 WGN, John Hansen here on Chicago's Afternoon News. In for Steve Bertrand, taking you up till 5:30. We got some Blackhawks hockey on the way. So excited to be joined by Dr. Allison Arwady, Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. Dr. Arwady, thanks for hopping on with us on what's been a busy, well, I was going to say a busy week, a busy 18 months.
It has been a busy 18 months and counting.
Yeah, I know that the mood was... Boy, wasn't it so great in May and June, and then we took quite a stagger in the summer due to the Delta variant. I feel like we're, what, but kind of between those moods right now as we see these cases going down.
I think that's right. What we continue to just see is that when people get vaccinated, boy, are they protected well, you know, from COVID, from hospitalizations, from deaths. And it feels like, you know, every day I'm really happy there's still a few thousand Chicagoans every day who make that decision. Today's the day to get vaccinated. And the more of that we can do, the less trouble we're going to get in moving forward. But yeah, we're kind of in this interim space of feeling like, you know, we certainly weathered the Delta variant better than a lot of places, but I am a little worried heading into the colder season what that might bring, especially for people who are unvaccinated.
What do you hear from those thousands of people who have waited till now to get vaccinated? What was it that brought them to wherever they went to get the shot that might be good advice for other people?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one thing we hear over and over again, different than a lot of the country, there are some people here who just still say, absolutely, I'm not getting vaccinated, not interested.
Right.
But we have many, many, many more people here in Chicago when we do surveys, when we talk to partners, who say, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've just kind of been waiting. You know, I've been waiting for the data. I've been waiting to see what happens with family members. And sometimes they also still continue to have safety questions. And I really like addressing those questions because most of them are not based in facts all the time. And so what we hear is that for a lot of these folks, it's taken them a few conversations to feel comfortable about it. Obviously, right here at the city of Chicago, I've been working very closely with a lot of employees who are making that decision to get vaccinated because of the requirement at work. And a lot of them have been going to their doctor and having the conversation, which is exactly what we want folks to do. Some of them are saying, you know, I don't want the hassle of testing. And some of them are, I think, just saying, okay, now it's time. We've had a vaccine here for more than half of the pandemic. We've had a vaccine for 10 months here in Chicago, and it was only 9 months before without the vaccine. It's safe and it's effective. And I think people are saying, you know, I'm getting my flu shot anyway. Let me go ahead and get my COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I've heard from some people that the flu shot was what did it. They were already in the office. They figured, what the hey. I feel like it's difficult, though, for people that have been vaccinated, have been on board with vaccinations, and it's a real easy reaction to get frustrated with people who aren't. But I imagine it's your role and the role of really all of us not to demonize people that haven't done it, but maybe to listen a little bit and to try and get them advice from real medical officials.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, to be honest, I have a lot of really interesting conversations every day with Chicagoans about why they're not vaccinated. And, you know, there are really valid reasons that I hear from people where they're concerned. You know, people are not used to healthcare being free in this country. There are still people who don't really trust that vaccine is free, or they don't have sick leave from work. And they say, you know, what if I have a day of side effects? I can't afford to miss a day of work. Or we hear people say, you know, this country has a long history of racism in the government and the healthcare system. Those are valid reasons, but those are also not going to get solved in the next few months. And we've got to work on them. But in these next few months, you know, really my goal is saying, can we please keep people out of the hospital and keep even more Chicagoans from dying? And so that's, you know, that's really the message we're trying to bring right now while we work on those structural problems. And then trying to have voices carry that message. I'm really asking all Chicagoans, not enough to get vaccinated. That's the first step. We really need to reach it out and having those brave conversations. We've found here at the health department, for example, that there were a few people I assumed were vaccinated that weren't at the end of the day. And I was able to sit down and have respectful conversations about those decisions they'd made to date. We've seen a lot of people make that decision right now. And I would ask everybody across Chicago to do that.
I know the answers for what about Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're just going to say we have to wait and see. And I totally respect that. Halloween is pretty close. What are we looking at for a Halloween? Normal?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about Halloween, you know. Obviously, I wish we had that vaccine for the kids, and it's not going to be here quite by then. But we know most of the, especially outdoor trick-or-treating type activities, I don't have major concerns about. We certainly want, you know, unvaccinated kids wearing masks if they're not going to be able to be social distancing. For anything that's indoors, like haunted houses and Halloween events, obviously we need those masks on inside. But by and large, you know, especially where the great majority of people who are getting together are vaccinated, I'm not hugely concerned about Halloween. We're in a good place right now, and we've seen through this Delta surge that getting vaccine across all our communities and doing the other things, the indoor masking, the being outdoors where possible, they have really helped us keep the numbers in pretty good control here in Chicago.
Is the decision on masks in the future here over the next couple weeks and months, is this a week-by-week thing, or have there been conversations within what you guys talk about to say it's going to be the whole winter? And if that is the case, wouldn't it be better just to tell everyone right now that to buckle up and be ready for the masks for the next few months?
Know that it's going to be the whole winter. I think, you know, we're really using the same data we've been using all along. The CDC recommends that when cities, states are at a substantial or a high risk, that we wear masks indoors, that everybody does. And we've moved out of that high risk territory, but we're still in that substantial risk territory. If and when we get back down to where we were earlier this summer, under 200 cases, like, we would be taking the mask back off. You know, I really feel pretty strongly that I want to be true to what we've laid out, those recommendations and that best practice. That number isn't magic. It has to do with how likely it is you're going to run into somebody who might have COVID and not know it in Chicago. And so I think, you know, we're going to see what the winter holds. I'm a little worried because we're seeing both Michigan and Minnesota and both having pretty significantly increasing cases met right now. Wisconsin's not doing so well either. And I'm worried as it gets a little colder here, whether we're going to start to see some of that respiratory virus season, which we typically see in the winter, come to pass. So I'm trying not to be too specific one way or the other. Of course, we'd like to take masks off, but my first goal is keeping Chicago open and safe.
As we look at what New York and LA did with requiring vaccines to even get into bars and restaurants, were there discussions about that, and why have you and the leadership team decided not to implement that here in Chicago?
Yeah, we've certainly had a lot of discussions about that, and I've been watching closely what happens with the data in other places that make that decision. There is nothing quite as polarizing as vaccine requirements, and I feel pretty strongly, and you know, talking to my colleagues around the country, that a vaccine requirement that is not going to be enforced or actually you know, handled is probably worse than not having one in place. And I'm concerned, and we heard from a lot of businesses, for example, that needing, especially smaller businesses, needing to have staff at the door to truly be checking vaccination records, they were worried about staying open. And my bigger priority, and as you've seen here, is we've really pushed hard on the employer requirements around vaccination. That's a group that there's really more control over, honestly. There, you can set requirements to create safe workplaces. It's a safer legal space to be in, and we think that it's more likely to come to pass when you have a situation where you can have repeated interactions and real conversations with employees and support them in vaccination and or testing if that's the decision.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Breaking news. Vaccine mandates are polarizing. I didn't know it based on what we're going through here. Anyways, Dr. Arwady, I appreciate your time, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Good vaccine, everybody.
Yeah. Yes, and have a great weekend. All right, we're going to talk to Elise Glink after the news and after this break here on WGN.